She had always liked his chuckle. For some reason, it made her feel safe.
Forgive me, I should not laugh, but it is so like you to be unaware of the code. You're right, Cecilia. You never paid attention to fads, or tried to be anything but what you are. Let me explain. Those of us who've experienced the Ramhoff-Innocent rejuvenation process several times found that we were confusing some of the people we'd always known. Even within the family, we might be taken for our own descendants. We didn't want to wear large signs saying, I am Pater Origimos, the original, or anything like that. We wanted some discreet signal, and this is what we use.
He touched the rings in his left ear. Earrings? It seemed a silly choice. Cecilia tried to remember how many earrings she'd seen lately, and whether Lorenza had worn them.
They aren't just earrings. The first serial rejuvenations were all done under special license, with very close monitoring. They wore implanted platinum ceramic discs encoded with all the necessary medical information, from their baseline data to the dosages. Someone, I forgot who, objected to the disc and asked if it could be made more decorative. Next thing you know, rings. Now we use them to indicate how many rejuvenations we've had, which is a clue, though not really precise, to our full age.
But why would you want to? I can see what you mean about families. Although there's no young woman in mine who resembles me that closely. But surely they could learn.
Oh, I suppose so. It's handy in business, though, when associates know that the youngish man with the three earrings is the CEO, while the one with the single earring is his son, merely a division vice president.
Ross never sneaks in another earring? Cecilia remembered Ross very well. She had never liked him.
Not while I'm in the same system. I suppose he could, but then he'd have to sustain conversations with any of my friends, and he couldn't. Which brings up the other issue, perhaps the main one. Haven't you discovered yet how boring the young are?
I have not. Cecilia was in no mood to agree with Pater about anything. His face twisted into the wry expression she had once found so fascinating.
You will. Having a young body is one thing, and I like it, and I'm sure you do too. No more aches and pains, no more flab and stiffness. Vivid tastes and smells, a digestive tract with renewed ability to cope with all the culinary delights of 100 worlds. You can ride a competitive course again if you want, but will you want to?
I just did.
True, but that was survival euphoria, perhaps, after your ordeal. Will you continue to compete? The physical sensations you enjoyed, those are strong again, just as I swim in Big Surf, which I always loved. You will always ride, perhaps, but you may not always want to compete. One reason is the constant contact with the young. There's nothing wrong with the young. They will grow up to be old. But you have already solved the problems they find so distressing. Just as when you were originally 40, you found adolescence boring. And don't tell me you didn't, because I remember what you said about Ross when he was in school.
That was Ross. Ross had been boring because all he thought about was Ross. Although, come to think of it, that description fit most of the adolescents she'd known. Certainly Ronnie had been like that.
Take your average 40-year-old.
Cecilia immediately thought of Harris. Harris wasn't average, but she didn't like average anyway.
Your average 40-something is worrying about a personal relationship, and if not rejuved, is having concerns about the first signs of physical aging.
Well, that was true. She could not have missed the tension between Harris and Petrus. And both of them were making a fetish out of using the gym.
More than half the things you know directly, they know only by hearsay, from their education, which includes only what educators think is important. Nothing of the little things that you and I remember effortlessly. Remember the craze for cynopods?
Cecilia hadn't thought about that for years. A fashion so peculiar it had penetrated even her horse-focused mind. She had had a cynopod herself, a red and yellow one.
You see, you and I, the others of our age, with our background, we remember the cynopods. And even if we can't explain the attraction, we remember the ones we had.
I wonder whatever happened to them. Cecilia remembered that she had even named her cynopod, though she couldn't recall the name.
Cecilia, you have a genius for getting off the subject. If you really care about cynopods, look it up. My point is that people in the same generation share experiences, know things that others cannot know directly. Long ago, people who wanted to pretend they weren't aging tried mingling with those younger, hoping the youth would rub off, I suppose. We don't have to do that. We can have the best of youth, the healthy bodies, and the best of age, the experience.
So you wear rings in your ears. Cecilia hated to admit it. She would not admit it aloud. but Pater made sense. She remembered her exasperation with Harris as far back as that insane adventure on the island. To waffle around like that about whether or not she loved Petrus, she herself would not have been so baffled, and she had straightened the younger woman out. Harris had been wrong again about Sirkin, and again her own age and experience told. But Harris wasn't boring. Ronnie, maybe.
A ring like this simply tells us, those who have had multiple rejuvenations, that you have had one, and how many. The commercial version gives about 20 years per treatment, so if you combine the appearance and the number of rings, you can come close to the actual age. Well, you can wear no ring and simply pretend to be 40. Talk to the other 40s, live among them, and become like them.
No. I have no intention of pretending to be younger than I am. That's why I never wanted rejuvenation in the first place.
Then wear the ring. It will save you a lot of trouble.
Restlessness, too much energy. Was it all because she hadn't had the chance to confront Lorenza directly? She had confronted Berenice directly enough, and that hadn't satisfied her. Something bothered her about Pater's advice, about Pater's complacency. She had deliberately refused to think about the implications of rejuvenation. It complicated things. She wanted to go on with her life and not worry about it. But his attitude suggested that this wouldn't work, that others would always be assessing her, looking for correspondence or conflict between her visible age and her real self. Exactly why she hadn't wanted to do it. Better than being blind or having to use optical implants, certainly. She wanted to be healthy, whole, able to do what she wanted to do. But she didn't want to waste her time wondering if she was confusing people or what they thought. And he implied a whole subculture of rejuvenated oldsters, a subculture she hadn't even noticed. And how many serial rejuvenants were there? She began to wonder, began to think of looking for the telltale rings. They weren't always in ears, but once she looked, they were on more people than she had expected. Discreet blue and silver enamel rings on fingers, in ears, in noses, occasionally in jewelry, but most often attached to the body. She began to suspect that where they were worn signaled something else Pater hadn't told her. Certainly, when she saw couples wearing them, they were usually in the same sight. She wondered if anyone outside the rejuvenant subculture had caught on, if some of the rings were faked. She had had no idea so many people had been rejuvenated at all, let alone more than once. Cecilia pulled out her medical file from the Guerny Republic, something she'd stashed in the yacht's safe without another glance. Sure enough, a little blue and silver ring slid out of the packet, and the attached card explained that it contained the medical coding necessary for a rejuvenation technician to correct any imbalance.
Odd. Why not just implant a record strip? That's what they do all the time for people with investigational diseases.
She sat, frowning, rolling the ring from one hand to another. Did she want to identify herself to others as one of the subculture? She wished she knew more about it. She disliked even that much concern. And yet, she couldn't deny that Pater was right about the callowness of the young. Harris went back up to the yacht, where, she hoped, she could have 10 consecutive minutes in which no one mentioned horses or anything connected with them. She found Sirkin making the same complaint to the rest of the crew about Brunn. She herself had had to remind Brunn firmly that she was a crew member, not a rich girl on vacation, and order her back to the ship.
All she talks about is horses. And she knows a lot of other things, but from the minute she unpacked Lady Cecilia's saddle, everything else went out of her mind.
Everything?
Well, you know what I mean.
They all straightened.
Any messages?
Yes, Captain. All disclaimed urgency when we offered to transfer them down to your hotel, but you do have a stack.
I'll get back to work then. I have no idea how long Lady Cecilia will stay. The trials are over, but she's meeting old friends. However, we should be prepared to depart in a day or so. Where is Brunn?
Probably watching the trial cubes. Again.
How's the installation coming?
Harris had finally decided to let Kutsudas install his pet equipment on their own scans, with Oblo to ensure that nothing went wrong.
It's done, Captain.
Kutsudis looked at Oblo, and Oblo looked back. Harris recognized the expression from years in the fleet.
And just what have you gentlemen been up to with it? Looking into the yachts of the rich and famous?
Oh, something like that. But nothing too damaging. They all seem to be down on the planet playing with horses.
In her office, Harris found most of the messages to be routine queries, including some from travel agents who wondered when she would be free for bookings. She hadn't thought of having any client but Lady Cecilia, but if Cecilia stayed here too long, she'd have to find another charter. And that meant hiring service staff as well. She felt her shoulders tensing. She hated the thought of dealing with service staff. She was a commander, not a... whatever you called it. She had gone through the messages in order of time, the usual way, so the one-headed Serrano family request meeting came last. It had arrived 2 days ago, but she saw by the comments that whoever it was had refused several offers to forward the message. She stared at it, breathing carefully, in, out. Which of her many relatives could it be, and why? Only one way to find out. She posted a message to the station address and waited for the response. It came almost at once. Request for meeting, and a suggested location, the dock outside the yacht's access tube.
The Serrano Legacy, Winning Colors, is continued on the next CD.